When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. J Foreman, DP Austin, Old School, covering a teammates connection today. We got a caller coming in who is a teammate.
Pat, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on a little bit about the teammates program, if I could.
Yes, please do.
Just to let you know, I've kind of got involved with teammates about 10, 12 years ago. Actually, it was probably right before Des Moines started his portion with them. And it has meant so much to me and my family. You know, it was at a time when my daughter, she's a straight-A student, but we'd lost a family member, her brother. And so that's about the time they were starting the teammates program in the school that she went to. And basically, it had meant so much to her to have somebody to talk to other than family members. And I just want people to know out there that it's not just for troubled kids either. The school that she went to has about a 25% participation rate in teammates. Most of those kids are straight-A students. They're football stars, track stars, whatever. But, you know, they're great kids. They just need somebody that they can talk to, that they can trust. And that 20, 30 minutes a week is just precious to them. And my daughter's mentor and her have been best friends even after high school. My wife and I both mentored, and I know my wife has continued on her relationship with her mentee after they graduated. We're actually going to be going to her first mentee's wedding here this weekend. So it's just a great program all the way around, and that's basically what I wanted to add to the conversation.
Pat, thank you. And Pat, are you currently a teammate? Are you active?
I've been on a mentor and a board member, and we are now working a little more with our grandkids that are young, but I'm planning on, once they get into school, I'm planning on going back to being a mentor again.
Pat, thank you for sharing. Thank you for caring. And when you jump back on the teammates roster, let me know. Call in, let me know. I'll buy you coffee down here to Mill just to say thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It's worth it.
Yeah, greatly appreciate you. That's the part that the perception is that it's people in that have some other issue going on, troubled kid. No. And I've had several people ask me, well, who would want me as a mentor? Young you would want you as a mentor to share what you've learned since you were in, and you can choose whatever age. You want to do elementary, you want to be in middle school, high school. You can pick the school of your choice or the district of your choice. All of those things are a part of the matching process, and they've got a very good plan for it. But to have them have a place each week that they can come and have these conversations. And the real thing is Jay, that it hit me that, again, asking people in August is different than asking people in November, which is different than asking people in February.
Right.
You catch people, one, your life situations change. You may have more time at another point. Hey, you know, in September I'm busy, but you know, come December I'll have time. Well, there is a backlog. There is a waiting list. And for whatever excuse you have for not being a, for given an hour a week for 20 weeks out of your out of the school year, whatever excuse you have, I'd like to hear it. I'd like to hear it because there's an answer for it. And there's a young person who doesn't care about your excuse.
Right.
They don't care about your reason. They just waiting to meet you. Imagine that, having somebody in this world waiting to meet you and you sitting on your couch. We got to, you know, we got to take care of it. But that's the whole purpose behind what we're about to do and what we partnered in, Jay. And it's the thing. Austin, so here's what we have. We have one of the teammates' rules shirts. And I will hold it up to the camera so you can see it. You've seen it around town. And we have some. And then we have signed copies, signed by the legendary coach Tom Osborne, The Legacy of Leadership, Leading with the End in Mind. We have a signed copy. So here's what we'll do in this hour. We will do trivia in this hour. But in hour number two, at some point, in hour number two, I'm going to ask you to go to teammates.org and register to figure out whether you want to be a mentor or not. And when if you register, I'm going to give away another one, a pair of these. So book, t-shirt together. But in this hour right now, Austin has a trivia question, and the first person to answer it on the text line will win the book and the t-shirt.
All right, here's the question. Tom Osborne was the coach during Nebraska football's 200th consecutive sellout. Who did Nebraska football defeat for the game on the 200th consecutive sellout? 402-464-5685.
Jay, were you playing in that game?
Probably. I had to. Yeah, probably. I hope so. I know I was on the team. I don't even remember. I mean, sellout is... For us, sometimes wasn't appreciated. We just a way of life. But now you're at 400. You start to look back like, dang, it's 400 straight games. You know,
as an alum and Hall of Famer, what does 400 mean to you?
I mean, I think it's more just how great the university is and the fans. You know, obviously up until this year, you know, kind of been some lean times. Obviously, especially a few years ago, and probably hadn't been up to the standard that it was before. But when you say you'll have consistent and constant support, you know, by the state and in the fan base, you know, there's no better way to prove it than, you know, the fans have showed it. So, I mean, that's what it means. I mean, it's you know, 200 and 100. The first one is just as important as 400, but it's also a example of consistency, but then also of an excellent fan base, because you got to think it's. You're talking about generations of families have either passed down their tickets or made it a priority to attend a Nebraska football game.
Yeah.
Rain, sleet, snow, hot, cold, good, bad, phenomenal, great. They've always been there. So that's also a really good tip of the hat to all the fans and the families that have made this 400 consecutive sellouts possible.
Austin, here's the rule. We'll have Jay Foreman come up with one of his tough ones because they was waiting for you. Boy, they lined up like this was batting practice.
Yeah,
Austin put one up on a tee for him.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was topical. It was timely, but they were ready for it.
They were ready for it. They were ready for it. And here's what's funny. We have to now make our trivia non-Google friendly. Because
I could ask my other one.
Ask the other one. See if okay. They can get that one as well.
How many combined wins did Tom Osborne have against Barry Switzer and Howard Schnellenberger?
Oh,
that's pretty good.
I actually saw that. I actually saw that earlier.
That's a good one, Austin.
One out of two ain't bad.
I saw that today. Who were the two coaches again?
Switzer and Schnellenberger.
54-52. Come on, player. You came in low. I don't know the answer. So, is any of these right?
Mud Dog.
Mississippi Mud Dog's on it today.
Well, here's what we'll do. Mississippi Mud Dog, since you answered the second one, I'll give you one of the shirts. The first one, who got the first one right, which was Colorado?
Of course, 23-20 was the first one in. 23-20.
Oh, no. What about 82-62?
No, 23-20. Got it,
and then answered again. Yep. Okay, yep. Gotcha.
I was tracking.
Gotcha. Yep. Gotcha. Yeah, it was, in fact, Colorado, 1994.
Good game for you, Jay. You like that one?
I was watching that game.
He had good seats.
Great seats in North Stadium.
The best seats ever.
94, yeah, I was redshirted. I saw the game from a unique position.
Jay was had them toes together, hanging out.
Hey, man, we were kicking it up there. Went to a little party, walked into the game. We beat the brakes off them, too. Knew everything we were doing. I learned the defense up there. That was the first All-22 tape via the eyes of Jay Foreman. We weren't on the side. We weren't there. If you were a redshirt, you ain't getting on the sideline.
Dang.
Coach Osborne's like, yeah, you guys get up there in cheap seats.
Enjoy your freshman locker room.
Where do the non-roster players watch games from now?
I think some of them watch it on the field. I think. Unless you're injured, then you probably, I don't know. They probably stay in the locker room. I don't know. Yeah. I just know that when.
You do see a lot of jerseys there. With skinny arms in them. That's how you.
Yeah.
You see the shirts with the skinny legs and the arms, the jerseys with the skinny arms. You go, oh, red shirt. Hey, bro. You're a walk-on. Cool. Gotcha.
I don't know. That's interesting. I don't really
hit
know.
Hit the gym. That used to be, at UVA, that used to be the thing. If you were on the practice team, them dudes took so much heat that they stopped wearing their jerseys.
Because they weren't playing?
Because they weren't playing, and people were just yelling at them.
That's cold.
It's like, nah, bro, I don't need to take this heat, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I think when I came in, I was a redshirt. They gave me, like, number 7. I was like, man, this number is garbage. I was like, man, come on, play. This is the best you could do. I play linebacker. I had fools coming up to me talking about my Reggie Ball. I said, do I look like Reggie Ball? You know what I'm saying? Do I look like Reggie Ball to you?
Do you play like Reggie Ball to them?
Well, Reggie Ball must have made a catch or something. That ain't no Reggie Ball. I said, get out of my face, man, with that stuff. I was pissed off about that.
And they didn't have names on the back then.
Well, it didn't matter. Because all I got was a number for the take the picture. After that, right. We were practice numbers. Or like you'd be...
Cannon fodder.
Or they would give you like a different color, like penny or whatever. Reggie Ball. I like Reggie Ball too. That's my dude.
Man.
Yeah, we never did that. Except for when we went down to Orange Bowl, we was down on the field, running around acting a fool. They thought we were on the team in the locker room. We running around on the field getting the crowd hyped. Hey, the game about to kick. We snuck down there. It was me, Trey Crater. Ruck was too scared. He stayed up there. I said, we going down here. What are they going to do to us? And so we were down there. The team went in the halftime. Both teams winning. We running around the field getting the crowd hyped. Got back up in the stands so before Coach Osborne would try to send us home from the bowl game.
And they're running around.
You're legends of the social media era.
Hey, oh, can you imagine?
The fun remembrance before.
Oh, we would have been in trouble.
Can you imagine? Because
we definitely would have. We definitely broke a team rule.
Oh, no. It'd have been,
all weekend, too.
It would have been ABC doing their B-roll before the game.
Yeah, running and behind them. Yeah.
And they're like, Huskers getting loose. And
hey, I got one. If you can name who the sideline reporter was, you should probably get another prize.
We got a ticket t-shirt for you if you can answer
that. I got mill gift cards I'll throw in, too.
Yeah.
Do you know who the sideline reporter is?
For that game, did you?
I think it was him. I think it was him, man.
Run, OJ, run.
The Hertz commercial. That big old head of his.
Yeah, he did. And wearing the two-bar helmet.
Yeah.
Dick Enberg, Bob Trumpy. And the Jews.
Orenthal James. I wonder where he was when we were running around. He probably like, who is he? Don't give it.
No, all you do is say.
You don't invoke the name Foreman around the Jews.
Yeah. I look, because they were the Pro Bowl backs every year for like 7 years.
Yeah.
Like it was just like they had pre-reservations.
Yeah.
They said, who's coming?
Orenthal James.
Who's coming? OJ awesome. And Chuck coming. We don't know who else coming.
Orenthal.
Franco might show up.
I met him a couple times, though. Orenthal. I met him a couple times.
And you made it.
Oh, he'd been in a fight for his life messing with me like that.
He made it. I spent time with him at a Hollywood party. On the beach, and
I don't even want to hear the rest of it.
Yeah, I learned pretty quickly.
Perfect.
Those are different sharks. Like those are.
Yeah, I met one. Like
you think
you're
a shark? You think you're a shark till you meet real sharks.
I met one when I was real young. I met him when they did the Super Bowl up there, where it was Buffalo against Dallas up in Minneapolis. Met him when I was real young. And ran into him down for the John Ruiz Roy Jones fight, and my man, and this was obviously he had been in prison, and these dudes up front were not sitting down, and Jason, I had to play with this dude named Jason Simmons, man, and he was like, you know, he reminds me of Rico and Nick, little dude but could hit, but always popping off at the mouth, and he's a funny dude.
So two of those three things describe Rico,
right? So
Nick.
So he taps OJ sitting in front of us. He's like, Juice, I want, you know, because Jason from California, he's like, hey, I want to just meet you. And he was fine. I dapped up with him. These dudes were Roy Jones. They wouldn't stand, you know, in between rounds, everybody stands up. Ideally, during the fight, people behind want to see it. Well, they just stood up. And then they turned, like, everybody's like, hey, you got to sit down. And they looked around and kind of like shot everybody the bird. OJ stood up. It was like, sit the F down. They turn around, so OJ sat right down.
Yeah, quick. Wow. Right.
And I'm telling you.
You can hear the butts hit the seats.
They said that's OJ sat down. But my man got some big old hands, though. I got big hands. You know,
Big dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Big old
he's,
back.
He was a bigger dude than
all the running backs back then. Marcus Allen, big dude. Sam Bam Cunningham,
I mean,
was a big dude.
Franco was a running fullback, for crying out loud.
Yeah, they were big backs back then. Orenthal James, though.
John Riggins. I mean, 6'2", yeah. 235.
From Kansas Bulldog.
Yeah, you know.
Anyways, we're up against the break. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.